This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And at 9:04, it's time now for Sports Saturday, brought to you by Prairie Farms Dairy in Carlinville. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms. By Alan Pogenpohl, your country financial agent in Raymond. By Security National Bank, with locations to serve you in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. By the Huff Funeral Homes in Raymond, Farmersville, and Hillsboro. By Kurt's 24-hour heavy and light duty towing of Litchfield. By Hillsboro Area Hospital, your front door to a world of healthcare. By Game Zone Plus in Nokomis. By Bruce Webb Insurance in Farmersville and Raymond. And by Morton Buildings in Litchfield. Satisfied customers keep them at top. Here are the guys. It's Tim Mize and David Jenkins.
Tobinot, thank you very much, and welcome to WSMI Sports Saturday. And a bit of a different type of show for you today after the weather that rolled through the listening area last night. Not a lot of high school football games did get played, so we've kind of got an abbreviated, not really an abbreviated show, but we have sort of a different type of broadcast day for you coming up. We'll get to that in just a moment.
Abbreviated content.
There you go. But we're happy to have in studio with us is Charles Triplett, and you'll be hearing Charles on our football broadcast throughout the year here. You would have heard him last night from Gillespie had the ball game got played, but the Litchfield-Gillespie game has been delayed till 7 o'clock tonight. That's a ball game you're going to hear live right here on WSMI FM 106. The Hillsboro-Staunton game was also delayed. We'll have that for you live at noon today on WAOX 105.3 The Oxen. Terry Tote is not here. He is in Vandalia because the Carlinville-Vandalia game is getting picked up at 10 o'clock this morning, and we'll have that broadcast for you following the Fighting Illini this afternoon here on FM 106. That will be at about 3 o'clock. So that's what the broadcast schedule is looking like for today on the Tally Broadcasting Stations. So with that, welcome to Sports Saturday. Charles Triplett, good to have you in studio, sir. And I guess I'd ask you how it's been so far, but you haven't really got to do anything yet.
I know. It's good to be here. I'll tell you, it's a little bit intimidating, you know, being here with you guys who are seasoned veterans, but I'm really excited about this.
Well, we're really happy to have you on board for the football season, and you and David were in Gillespie last night, and I would imagine the weather there pretty much the same that we saw other places.
Yeah, I heard you over at Hillsboro actually got the band on the field before you got to call it. We didn't even get that far. We had players still warming up, and actually both teams had come on the field ready to pump each other, pump everybody up, and that's when the first real lightning strike, I guess, was seen, and that's when they pulled everybody off the field, everybody off the stands, and get off the metal bleachers and go into the gymnasium.
Yeah, metal bleachers never good.
No.
So what we had last night, of course, was the old weather delay IHSA rules into effect, and what it is there has to be 30 minutes free of thunder and or lightning. So whenever there's a clap of thunder or a bolt of lightning, that clock starts over at 30 minutes. And there was no way last night that there was going to be anything get started before 10 o'clock probably, as the lightning was just nonstop. But if you got your game played last night in Mid-Illinois, you probably broke a few rules and regulations and ignored some lightning. I didn't see anything. Oh, I don't know what you're talking about. But we do have a couple of finals that did get reported last night. Macon Meridian went into Bunker Hill and defeated the Minutemen 23-22. Williamsville got a forfeit victory over Varna 2-0. So Williamsville only scored 2 points. Season low.
Yeah. Yeah, we may never see that again.
No. Greenfield Northwestern defeated Minden Unity 46-13. Winchester over Brown County 20-16, and Barat Academy defeated Metro East Lutheran 42-34. Those were the finals that we got reported to us from last night. Obviously, a lot of the games were postponed for today. So, Litchfield-Gillespie, as we said, 7 o'clock tonight. You'll hear it live right here on FM 106. Staunton-Hillsboro live at noon today on WAOX 105.3 The Ox. Carlinville-Vandalia going to pick up at 10 o'clock this morning. We'll have the broadcast at about 3 today. Carlinville leading 28-8. That is in the second quarter. Roxana Pena will play at 1 o'clock today. Greenville-Southwestern, they will play this afternoon. Greenville leading 14-0. Now, we have a 7 o'clock start, but the Greenville Twitter feed is saying a 4 o'clock start.
Yes, that's what they said last night. I don't know. Maybe Terry got his information after I did, and it's possible they changed it. I don't know. So Maybe we could clarify that up.
I generally go with Terry over the internet.
Yeah.
Because the internet can be wrong from time to time, and Terry's never been wrong.
Could have also been a typo, because you know, the four and the seven are like...
Wait a minute, here.
Right on top of
the internet's never wrong.
No, it's been wrong before, Tobin. I read it on the internet.
Yeah. Okay.
North Mac at Pittsfield at 4 o'clock today. Sullivan and Mount Olive, they will pick up in the first quarter. Sullivan leading 6-0. That game will start at 6 o'clock tonight. South Fork at Warrensburg Latham will begin at 11 o'clock this morning. Auburn at Pleasant Plains, that is a 1:30 kickoff today. Cerro Gordo is at Pawnee, that will be at 7 o'clock this evening. New Berlin is at Porta, that game was also kicking at 7 o'clock tonight. Riverton at Athens at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Carrollton is at Triopia, that is also scheduled for a 1 o'clock kickoff. Jacksonville Route at North Green, that is a 2 o'clock kickoff. And Calhoun at Camp Point Central, that will kick at noon today. And, of course, the game that was originally scheduled for this afternoon, Nokomis at Seneca, that is still a go for 2 o'clock. So,
well, yeah, that the weather is significantly different probably up there. I mean, that's a whole different drive.
Yes, it is. Did you see that system on radar last night, though? I mean, it was a massive system. It went all the way up into Canada.
Wow.
Yeah, so we weren't getting away from it last night. So we're going to have a full day of sports here on the Tally Broadcasting Stations. We'll have the Fighting Illini coming up at 10 o'clock this morning right here on FM 106. They are hosting Western Kentucky, so that very well could be win number two.
Maybe.
We'll see.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
We shall not. So after the Illini, we'll have the Carlinville Vandy broadcast for you here on FM 106, Staunton Hillsboro at noon on the Ox. And then tonight live at 7, the rare Saturday night primetime football game. It'll be Litchfield at Gillespie. You'll hear it tonight, 7 o'clock, here on WQSMI FM 106. We need to get to a break right now. When we come back, we're going to catch up with Dave Kane from the Springfield State Journal Register. We will do that following these messages.
Kurt's 24-hour heavy and light-duty towing in Litchfield has every major brand of tire for your car or semi. They do complete exhaust work and are a Hertz rental agency. Kurt's Towing can transport your vehicle of any kind and repair it in their complete shop. When you need a tow or a repair, remember Kurt's 24-hour heavy-duty and light-duty towing, 324-2400. Kurt's is just west of Rule King in Litchfield.
GameZone Plus in Nokomis has what you're looking for. GameZone Plus has new and used laptops, tablets, cell phones, video game consoles and controllers, TVs, and a wide variety of electronic accessories. They also buy, sell, trade, and rent video games and DVDs. New releases too. GameZone Plus also offers expert computer and smartphone service and repair. Remember to shop local. GameZone Plus in Nokomis. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 7, Saturday 9 to 9, Sunday noon to 6.
And we're back here on WSMI Sports Saturday. Happy to be joined on the phone now by our sports guru, Dave Kane of the Springfield State Journal Register. Dave, how you doing, sir? I haven't talked to you for a while. Oh, okay. Dave, we had a button that was not pushed properly from our producer, Toba. Not. How you doing, Mr. Kane?
Oh, I'm ready for high school football Saturday, I guess.
Yes, turned into be quite a busy Saturday. Now, where were you at last night, and what did you run into?
I was at Pleasant Plains. Auburn was supposed to play at Pleasant Plains, you know, a Sangamo Conference game, and they never got started. Wind, rain, lightning, you know, and then most of the bad weather kind of died down, but there was still a lot of, you know, lightning in the area. You know, you could tell that it was past Pleasant Plains, like in, it was to the east, but every so often there would still be lightning, and it finally just got to the point where they said, you know, we're going to still have this lightning every so often, and if the teams do get out there, they're still going to need like 45 minutes to warm up, so who knows what time they would actually get started, and they just decided to come back today. They're going to play at 1:30, as you mentioned a minute ago.
Yeah, I think a lot of teams made the right decision last night. And Dave, you've certainly seen enough high school sports over the years to know that sometimes, you know, when the weather delay goes into effect by the IHSA rules, you're like, wait a minute, is that really necessary? But last night, it was absolutely necessary.
Well, yeah, and obviously the IHSA and its member schools, rain is one thing, lightning is something else, and they don't obviously they just don't want to take any chances at all. You know, you might think that a storm or a weather system has passed, and then all of a sudden, you know, boom, there's another flash of lightning. So, kind of unfortunately, it's turned today into a really super busy sports day, but it's just the way it is, and hopefully we'll get through it today and tonight.
Looks like the weather's going to be a little more cooperative for today, but we shall see. Mother Nature can be fickle from time to time. Dave, we had hoped to have two games in the books here, and we caught up with you this morning. Obviously, that did not happen. Let's go back a week if we could. Auburn-Williamsville kicked off the season. The schedules were flip-flop. They played in Week 9 last year, but met in Week 1 this year, and obviously Williamsville took care of Auburn a week ago, but that game, I think a lot of people were really anticipating kind of a pseudo-conference championship game, so to speak, in Week 1. Just kind of talk about that game and the challenge that you have when you're facing such a premier opponent to start the year.
Well, yeah, and, you know, Dave Bates, who's the Auburn coach, is also, you know, with the Sangamo Conference. I think they sort of recruited him several years ago to sort of put together, you know, the overall conference schedule, you know, for everybody, and to put in where the conference thing rotates every few years. So he said, "Hey, I have no one to blame but myself here for us playing Williamsville in Week 1 this year." Yeah, normally that's last year they played in Week 9, and you know, Williamsville won in a very good ball game. Yeah, you always have things that you want to find out about your team, you know, in Week 1. You've practiced, but until you get out there, you don't know. And to have to learn some things about your team, you know, when you're playing a team the caliber of Williamsville, and I'm sure Williamsville felt the same way, you know, opening against Auburn. It was going to be tough. It was 20-0. Williamsville won, and it kind of reflected the kind of game it was. You know, Auburn's defense didn't play bad, really. Williamsville just had, offensively, they have a new quarterback, but they have Williamsville has a lot of speed, both receiver-wise and running backs. And as good as Auburn's defense was, you know, there were some big plays Williamsville had. They just couldn't stop them. And Williamsville's defense was just exceptional. Auburn, I think they're going to, as the year goes on, Auburn's offense, you know, offensively is going to evolve and get better. They do have a new quarterback, or really two quarterbacks they're kind of using. And it just seemed like, especially against a defense as talented as Williamsville, Auburn's offense just could never get in sync. You know, it's going to be interesting today. I'm anxious to see Auburn, maybe to see kind of what adjustments they made. You know, after 1 week, you know, Dave Bates is very good at, you know, making adjustments and fixing things. So it was just, you know, Auburn, conceivably, that could be Auburn's toughest game all year. You know, for last year, they could conceivably be 8-1, you know, at the end of the regular season.
Yeah, I don't think that would surprise a whole lot of people. Now, probably going into the game, they thought, if we hold Williamsville to 20 points, realistically, that's about what you hope for when you play the Bullets.
Well, yeah, really. Yeah, Dave Bates, the Auburn coach, said afterwards, he said, I'm really not unhappy with the way our defense played. You know, you'd rather not give up 20 points, but he said it was just, you know, it was just the offense, the Auburn offense just couldn't get anything going. You know, it's funny, I looked it up. Over the last 6 or 7 years, Auburn's only been shut out twice.
Wow.
And Williamsville has done it both times. I think 2 or 3 years ago they shut out Auburn like 17-0 or something. So, you know, it's kind of says something about the, you know, maybe the caliber of defense Williamsville plays.
Yeah, Auburn getting shut out is kind of like the Greenville Comets getting shut out. It just does not happen all that often. And Dave, as we kind of look at the South Central Conference now, it certainly looks like it's coming down to Carletonville and Greenville. Of course, a lot of football to be played. Those two will square off next week. But you look at the top of the South Central. Last year, it was so deep, top to bottom. Very similar this year, but I would say that it's more top-heavy with Carletonville and Greenville this year.
I kind of agree with you. Obviously, Gillespie had an exceptional year last year. Staunton, you know, starting regular season, you look at their record, you know, good year, but then obviously they caught fire in the playoffs. You know, Pena made the playoffs again last year, et cetera. But, yeah, I think going into the season and maybe based on some scores in week one, yeah, I think, you know, at least potentially you're looking at mainly Greenville, you know, Greenville and Carlinville. And, you know, unfortunately they meet in week three, kind of like they did last year. You know, you kind of wish two teams, you know, in that conference that they could meet maybe week seven or week eight or something like that. But you gotta play them when you have to play them, and it's just then you gotta move on from there.
Dave Kane of the Springfield State Journal Register joining us here on Sports Saturday. Dave, just kind of an early overview of what you kind of are expecting this year out of the Sangamo and the South Central Conference. We've only got one game in the book, obviously, but just kind of your thoughts on the upcoming season.
Well, you know, on the Sangamo side of it, again, you know, a lot. You know, who knows? There's a lot of things that could happen over 9 weeks, so nothing's etched into stone. But when you had that Williamsville-Auburn matchup right off the bat, boy, you know that's going to weigh pretty heavily, maybe in who wins that conference. The rest of the conference, you know, after Williamsville and Auburn, New Berlin is I think it looks pretty good. They held on and won at North Mac last week. New Berlin has a very good quarterback returning in Jake Hunt, and he has a couple of very good receivers. So, you know, New Berlin, I think, they should definitely be in the playoffs. Athens, I think, is going to be, you know, going to be a factor. I think they're going to definitely finish in the upper half of the Sangamo. They have a pretty solid program the last few years, and they have a pretty good group of running backs who are back. So those top four in the Sangamo, you know, immediately come to mind. You know, Pleasant Plains, you know, they got a win last week over Riverton. And Plains kind of struggled last year. They didn't have much depth. I think they are going to be improved, so it's going to be interesting. I don't know if you followed any of it all, though. Something kind of strange happened with the Sangamo this year. You know, they have nine teams. So you have that one non-conference game you're looking for. A school up north of Peoria called Varna Midland, I guess, I don't know, got voted out of their conference or something. They agreed to be the non-conference opponent for all the Sangamo teams. Well, Varna Midland is having some serious numbers issues. Week one, they had to stop. Well, Pittsfield, I forgot to mention Pittsfield, too. They're new in the Sangamo. They could be a factor. But
and that's football only, right, Dave?
Pardon me?
That's football only for Pittsfield?
Football only, correct. Yeah, the Pittsfield Saukies. But Varna had to stop their game like third quarter in week one against Williamsville because they didn't have enough players. They had injuries and they ran out of players. And then they forfeited their game against Williamsville this week. It's up in the air really for the balance of the season. You know, they haven't conceded their season yet, but it's kind of almost like a week-to-week thing whether, hey, you know, are you going to be able to play us or not. So, you know, some Sangamo teams are kind of scrambling. You know, are they going to take a forfeit win, or are they going to find another team to play? So that's kind of, from a scheduling standpoint, it's kind of thrown a wrench into things for the Sangamo.
Is that legal through the IHSA? Like, if a team doesn't have the numbers, and instead of just taking a forfeit, are they allowed to go out and try to find a different opponent?
Well, for example, Pleasant Plains is supposed to play Varna next week, week three. The way it stands right now, Varna Midland, you know, they're not ready to say, hey, we're just going to chuck the season, whatever. I guess they're going to, for like a week-to-week basis, okay, do you have enough players this week? Are you, you know, enough players healthy, et cetera? Apparently, they have to notify their upcoming opponent by Monday of that week. Yes, we're ready to go. We're going to play you. If Varna can't go, you can just take the forfeit win over Varna. Or if you want to play, if you still want to play a game, and if by some chance you can find an opponent for that week, you can go ahead and play that opponent. There's a situation, the Black Diamond Conference down in Southern Illinois, I guess they have a similar deal with a school, Elkville Alvarado, had to dissolve their program earlier this year. And a lot of teams right now, they have forfeit wins over Elkville in that conference, but they can opt out if they want to, if they can find another team to play. So Pleasant Plains, if Varna can't play this coming, you know, next week, Pleasant Plains has Fairfield kind of like on standby, where they would play Fairfield. Now, if that doesn't happen, Fairfield would get a forfeit win, and Plains would play Varna Midland. So it's kind of a crazy situation.
You never know what's going to happen, I guess, from week to week. Literally.
Well, yeah, and it's unfortunate, you know, because it's funny. Varna Midland made the playoffs last year. It was the first time they ever made it, and you think, boy, they really have something going. But they just, I guess, they lost a lot of seniors. So anyway, yeah, it's kind of a weird situation there. You know, and getting over to the South Central, again, we said, boy, it really looks like you have to look at Greenville and probably Carlinville. Roxanna made it interesting for Carlinville in week one. But beyond that, you know, I think Pena, it looked like Pena, I mean, they're always going to be solid, but it looks like they could definitely be in that, you know, that upper half, like maybe the third or fourth best team in the conference. You know, it's going to be interesting to see how Staunton progresses with a new coach and a new system. You know, they still have some good players back from last year. You know, I think Hillsboro opened with a win. They have Kobe Lemon, very good quarterback. You know, maybe they can get things turned around this year. And Litchfield, you know, they do have Ryan Howard back. You know, unfortunately, they drew Greenville in week one, which isn't easy.
No.
So, you know, it's like you said, it might be a little more top-heavy than it's been than last year, but there's still some other teams beyond Greenville and Carlinville. I think they're definitely at least have a shot to make the playoffs.
And Dave, do you know anything about maybe the South Central maybe doing something similar to what the Sangamo Conference does in rotating their schedule right now? Because obviously the way the South Central goes, you know your opponent every single year, but maybe to change it up so you don't have, like if you're Litchfield, you don't have to open up with Greenville in week one, or, you know, if you're Carlinville and Greenville, you don't have to play each other in week three. Has there been any discussion about possibly rotating your schedule?
No, you're talking about for the South Central?
Right, for the South Central.
Yeah, I have not inquired about that, but you pose a very good question. I've wondered about that, and I probably need to ask some coaches about that, don't I? Or we all do. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, and I guess I just hadn't paid that close of attention, but I mean, you guys, obviously, you follow the South Central even more closely than I do. Has it been pretty much, you know, for a number of years now, like Greenville, Carlinville, that's week three.
Yeah,
long time.
Is it pretty much etched into stone?
I believe since they got rid of the divisions, it's been that way. Since they went to since they went down to the 10
right.
team conference, that it's been the same schedule.
Yeah. I don't know if it's been discussed. You would think somebody would bring it up, but you know, hey, let's maybe have a little whatever change of pace or variety, in some ways, oh yeah, it's a tradition, we open up against whatever team, but you know, I'm sure, you know, in recent years Green or Litchfield would you know, maybe like to open up against somebody other than Greenville, you know, I'm not sure you know why, you know, when they went away with the divisions, why they decided to just stay with, you know, playing the same teams each week, each year. I'm not sure. Maybe there's a reason behind that, but it's maybe something we'll have to look into.
Dave Kane of the Springfield State Journal Register. Dave, we always appreciate having you on the show because you always give us information that we didn't have before, like the situation with Varna and how they basically will probably have to forfeit every game this year. Maybe not. We'll find out on Monday.
We're going to see. It's a week to week.
That's right.
It's kind of an interesting situation.
But Dave, we always love having you on. We look forward to catching up with you in a couple of weeks here and get your thoughts after we've got a few more ball games in the books. Thank you for a few minutes this morning, sir.
Okay. We'll talk to you guys soon.
All right. Dave Kane of the Springfield State Journal Register. That's what we call him, the small school guru right there.
He knows what he's talking about.
He knows his stuff.
Knows his stuff.
Knows what he's doing.
Yeah. And, of course, Moroa Forsyth will be joining that Sangamo Conference in a couple of years.
Whew.
So that could be your 10th team.
Just keeps getting tougher. We need to get to a break here on WSMI Sports Saturday. We're back with more in a moment.
As your agricultural lender, Security National Bank appreciates the trust that area farmers have instilled in us. I'm Jim Miller, and I'd like to be your ag lender this season. As a farmer myself, I understand. I know that farming isn't just a job, it's a way of life. Visit us at one of our four locations in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore, or online at securitynb.com. Security National Bank, big enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Planning for a new building can be exciting and at times a little stressful. Take the stress out of your construction project and enjoy the experience of constructing a custom Morton building. From planning your new building to watching it take shape, Morton will be with you every step of the way to build your dream into a reality. Best of all, Morton stands behind every building with the strongest non-prorated, non-pass-through warranty in the industry. Don't wait to get started on your project.
Satisfied customers keep Morton buildings at the top. Call them at 324-2002. That's 324-2002.
Farming doesn't follow an 8-to-5 schedule. A slow week is 60 to 80 hours. My land, livestock, and family rely on me. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, because every policy comes with a local agent, a real person who lives right in my community, who I can rely on to keep my farm covered no matter what.
See the Bruce Webb Insurance Agency in Farmersville or Raymond.
And at 9:30, let's take a look at the weather forecast brought to you by Paris Frozen Foods in Hillsboro. It's the home of the Big Porky. Partly cloudy skies for today. It will be cooler. Expect highs today of around 70 degrees. Clear and cooler for tonight. We'll have a low of around 50. Heading into tomorrow, sunny skies. We expect a high Sunday of around 75 degrees. Extended look at the forecast Monday through Wednesday. Partly cloudy skies with a chance of showers each day. Expect highs in the low 80s. The lows will be in the low 60s. And at 9:30, we have a temperature reading of 62 degrees. The weather forecast is brought to you by Paris Frozen Foods in Hillsboro. It's the home of the Big Porky. Sports Saturday continues in just a moment.
When packing school lunches, pack the nutrition your kids need for growing and learning. Include foods from all parts of the food pyramid. For sandwiches that aren't soggy, spread whole wheat bread with farmer-owned Prairie Farms butter before you add the filling. For the thermos, fill it with Prairie Farms milk or chocolate milk, or if you're out of fruit, 100% pure Prairie Farms orange juice. For nutritious and delicious school lunches, taste the homemade goodness of farmer-owned Prairie Farms.
State Senator Andy Menar.
I grew up here in Bunker Hill, and it's where Trista and I are raising our kids. When I go to the gas station or the coffee shop, folks aren't worried about the latest phony controversy or political fight. They want decent schools, good jobs, and honest government.
Andy's small town roots helped shape his values of hard work, honesty, and fairness.
When I was chairman of the Macoupin County Board, we worked together to balance the budget without raising taxes by cutting perks and salaries for politicians. I've refused a pension and a pay raise and stood up to my own party when I knew it was right. I'm leading the fight for bipartisan legislation to make sure our schools get their fair share.
Fixing the school funding formula in Illinois so all of our children have the opportunity to succeed.
We've come a long way, but we still have a lot more to accomplish. With your support, I'll continue to be your voice.
Andy Menar for State Senate, paid for by friends of Andy Menar.
And at 9:32, Sports Saturday continues once again. Here's Tim Mize and David Jenkins.
All right, Tobinot, thank you so much. And Charles Triplett is in studio with us this morning as well. You'll be hearing Charles on our football broadcast throughout the year. And I guess, Charles, let's get introduced to you a little bit. Tell us a little about yourself. Let's get your bio.
All right, bio. I'm actually I work as a substance abuse counselor. Actually, I'm starting my own business in Litchfield area. And I've been in the field of substance abuse and mental health for about 21 years. Been in the area for quite a long time. Pretty much done a little bit of everything.
A jack of all trades.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I've coached, I've assisted coaches in Litchfield. We worked with football program there. I also, with my kids, did a lot of dad coaching, you know, sideline, all of that. And, you know, I go to some games and most of the fans go, oh, yep, Mr. Triplett's here.
Mr. Triplett, that's Mr. a sign Triplett. Of respect there.
Mr. Triplett's here.
Well, your son's quite the soccer player for the Litchfield soccer team.
Oh, yeah.
Scored, what, like 7 of the team's 8 goals or something like that through the season thus far.
Oh, yeah. He loves what he does. I mean, he's really good, really passionate about trying to get his teammates involved in the play. So he's got a really good humble heart. That's what I'll call it. Yeah. It's a humble heart.
And Charles, we always talk about on this show and really with the sports we cover in the area we are, these kids are not going to be professional athletes. Mm-hmm. Maybe one every once in a while will get a scholarship to be able to go play sports in college. But when those are the parameters that are in front of you, the sportsmanship, the camaraderie, those things really become important. And the way that you've gone about it, you know, the coaching, like through your son and various other assistants, you see that. Just talk a little bit about how important it is from the coach's perspective to kind of instill the right type of, I guess, values and mindset in these young people.
I think the hardest part for a coach is you've got so many systems that you have to go into play. You've got so many things that you're trying to put not just in practice, but you know, trying to balance that sense of taking care of what the kids as a whole need, and then looking at that individual kid. So it's tough. I think that's where the role of assistants come into play, where you have assistant coaches who they've bought completely into the vision and the process by which the coach is leading, and then they are supporters. And that's one of the things that I've learned is you have really good vision, but then at the same time you have assistants who have bought into that vision, and they see the value of working with kids. And kids today, I mean, they come with so many different packages. I mean, it's just to get them involved and excited about the sport is one thing, but the things that they're dealing with at home, in their community, at school, that's a whole other ball game. So you see a lot of coaches with a hat of a social worker, mm-hmm. almost, and, right. and it's tough. It's tough. I think one of the key points is realizing what your athlete's needs are. You can't deal with all of their needs, but just to be keen and aware that your kids are having either struggles or they have things that they want to see you or want to bring forth. You know?
And from the coaching perspective, you can't coach every kid the same. Some kids respond well to yelling. Some kids do not at all.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And so I would imagine that's always a feeling out process, like early in the season, figuring out which kid responds best to which type of coaching.
Yeah. Well, and I think – because, like, for example, I love football. Football's just been a major part of my life forever. But to really know the kid, you got to understand, what else do they have a love and a passion for? So it's not just football. Even though as a coach you love what you're doing, that may not be that kid's first love. So, you know, getting to know the kid and then pulling the best out of that kid. Yeah. So that's really, really important.
You guys will have the Litchfield Gillespie broadcast coming up, David and Charles will tonight. It'll be live at 7 o'clock on WQSMI FM 106. And this is a big ball game, as we know, in the South Central Conference, every game being a conference game. So after tonight, theoretically, if the weather holds out, somebody's going to be 0-2 and really be behind that playoff 8-ball.
Yeah, and I mean, really for both teams, this is a winnable game. I mean, it's a pretty evenly matched game. So, yeah, obviously, as you said, neither team wants to go down 0-2. It could really, because then you got to put on some kind of heck of a winning streak to get yourself to the postseason. And we were talking to some of the coaches for Litchfield after or before the game last night, and they said, you know, the score of you would know this too because you did the game last week, but the score of Greenville and Litchfield didn't necessarily reflect the way that Litchfield ended up playing. They played poorly, made some mistakes early in the game, but you know, they ended up settling down and actually had themselves a pretty nice ball game. We don't know who they played against for the rest of the ball game, but at the same time, you know, the effort was there for the rest of the ball game, so that was something to build on going into tonight's game. And obviously the same could be said for Gillespie. You know, they lost 30-6 to Vandalia, but really the score doesn't reflect that outcome because Vandalia gave Gillespie chances. Talking to some of the people who were at the Gillespie-Vandalia game last week, Gillespie, that game was there to be won for them, but they just couldn't capitalize on opportunities. So both teams had unfortunate week ones and ready to get back on the winning trail.
That's right. So we'll have that broadcast for you tonight live at 7 o'clock here on FM 106. Of course, all the high school broadcasts today will be streaming online at WSMIRadio.com. Coming up in about 20 minutes, Fighting Illini football. They are hosting Western Kentucky today. That'll be live at 10 o'clock. And then following the Fighting Illini at around 3 o'clock this afternoon, we will have the conclusion of the Carlinville-Vandalia game from last night. It was postponed in the second quarter with the Cavvies leading 28-8. They're actually going to pick that game up at the top of the hour. Then we'll have the broadcast for you at 3 o'clock here on WSMI FM 106. Staunton-Hillsboro, that game postponed last night as well. We'll have a noon kickoff live on WAOX 105.3 The Ox. It's all streaming at WSMIRadio.com or at WAOX.com. And I think the voice of the Toppers has something to say.
No.
No, oh, look like you had something on your mind, Tobin.
Well, Mr. Triplett and I have something in common.
Well, I know. He's the PA voice of the Panthers. You're the PA voice of the Toppers. I know. Told you both behave yourselves. Thankfully, we got a wall and some glass between you.
Yeah, right. That's awesome.
We need to get to a break here on WSMI Sports Saturday. We'll come back with more following these messages. Grow your
own way. From auto and home insurance to financial planning, from education to retirement, Country Financial doesn't want to make your decisions for you, just support them in the best way possible. You can grow your own way. Grow your own way.
Just call my dad, Alan Pogenpohl, your country agent in Raymond.
Experiencing aches, pains, or an injury? Teamwork Rehab can help you. Our Hillsboro location has the only aquatic therapy program in Montgomery County. Aquatic therapy provides effective therapeutic treatment for those who have limited tolerances for traditional land-based rehab. At Teamwork Rehab, you always have one-on-one individualized care provided by a certified, licensed professional. Give Teamwork Rehab a call at 532-4160 for all your physical therapy needs. Teamwork Rehab, a division of Hillsboro Area Hospital, your front door to a world of healthcare.
And at 9:40, let's take a look at the weather forecast, brought to you this time by CarQuest in Carlinville and Jacksonville. You'll find it at CarQuest. And by CMB Bank and Trust, now with 13 locations to serve you. Partly cloudy skies for today. Will be cooler. Expect a high of around 70. Clear skies and cooler for tonight. We'll have a low of around 50. Heading into tomorrow, sunny skies, expect a high Sunday of around 75 degrees. And an extended look at the forecast Monday through Wednesday. Partly cloudy skies with a chance of rain each day. Expect highs in the low 80s. The lows will be up around 60 degrees. At 9:41, we have a temperature reading of 62 degrees. And the weather forecast is brought to you by CarQuest in Carlinville and Jacksonville. You'll find it at CarQuest. And by CMB Bank and Trust, now with 13 locations to serve you. Sports Saturday continues in 1 minute.
Trust in a bank develops over time, not in a few months or years, but over decades, and in some cases, centuries. CNB Bank and Trust roots go back to the mid-19th century with the founding of a bank in Carrollton in 1854. Records show this to be the oldest continuously active bank headquartered in Illinois. CNB Bank and Trust is proud to be celebrating 160 years this September. CNB Bank and Trust, member FDIC and Illinois' oldest bank, established in 1854. Now with 13 locations to better serve you. Since 1899, four generations of Huffs have been dedicated to serving families in Central Illinois. Today, they continue that tradition of compassion, personal attention, and professional service that started long ago. The Huff family has always tried to place the needs of their families first, to provide them the information to make wise decisions at such a delicate time in their life. Today, Dan and David Huff continue this family tradition. Huff Funeral Homes in Raymond, Farmersville, and Hillsboro, you do have a choice.
And at 9:42, Sports Saturday continues once again. Here's Tim Mize, David Jenkins, and Charles Triplett.
All right, Tobin Ott, thank you very much. Back here on WSMI Sports Saturday. A bit of an odd Saturday morning here with all the games that got postponed from a night ago. We've got a lot of high school football for you here on your Saturday. We'll have the Illini coming up at 10 here on FM 106. And then at 3 o'clock today, we will have the conclusion of Carlinville-Vandalia. That game being picked up in the second quarter with Carlinville leading 28-8. That broadcast at 3 o'clock this afternoon here on FM 106. Tonight, live at 7 o'clock, you'll hear Litchfield at Gillespie. And of course, that ball game along with the Carlinville game will be streaming online at WSMIRadio.com. And at noon today on WAOX 105.3 The Ox, it'll be Staunton at Hillsboro, and that game also streaming at WSMIRadio.com. NewsLifeTV.com. Now, the other games around the area today that are being picked up, of course, Nokomis was originally scheduled to play Seneca today at 2 o'clock. That game still a go for a 2 o'clock kickoff. Roxana at Pena, that will be a 1 o'clock kickoff today. Southwestern Greenville, they are picking up either at 7 o'clock or 4 o'clock. Could be either one, so just get there early.
Yeah, you'll be get there at 4, and if they're, right. they're not playing, then
that's
just show back up.
There's a chance the folks from Greenville never left last night.
That's true.
And they are early arrivals there.
They're great fans.
Fabulous great fan fans. Base. Fabulous. And you were saying, Charles, even their JFL, absolutely. Very good.
Absolutely. Fans show up to all the games. If it's football, it's football.
And if you got people showing up to the JFL game, like you said, you got a program.
Absolutely.
Greenville, they certainly have a program, to say the least. They are leading 14-0 over Southwestern. Of course, the Comets looking to finally get over that state semifinal hump. They've been there 3 straight years. They hope to knock down that door this year and make the trip to Champaign. Pittsfield will host North Mac today at 4 o'clock. So if that wasn't bad enough for North Mac, they had to go to Pittsfield last night. Now they get to go back again today. Have fun with that.
That's fun for no one. That's when you should really rotate. Okay, we had to drive last night. You get to come here.
Well, that would be fair. And let me tell you about Pittsfield. I've been there a couple times to do ball games. When you get to the last intersection before the high school, there's a sign, turn right to Hannibal, Missouri. So you're out there.
Wow.
You're out there. So North Mac to Pittsfield today at 4. Sullivan and Mount Olive, they will pick up first quarter action with Sullivan leading 6-0. That game will pick up at 6 o'clock tonight. South Fork at Warrensburg Latham, that is at 11 o'clock this morning. Auburn at Pleasant Plains, that is a 1:30 kickoff this afternoon. Cerro Gordo is at Pawnee at 7 o'clock tonight. New Berlin at Porta at 7 o'clock this evening as well. Riverton is at Athens at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Triopia hosting Carrollton, that is a 1 o'clock kickoff. North Green hosting Jacksonville Route with a 2 o'clock kickoff. And Camp Point Central will host Calhoun at noon today. So a normally light Saturday has turned into a very, very busy Saturday across the state. And logistically, this is just an absolute nightmare for ADs and anyone who's involved in the scheduling, because you got to get your officials back.
Absolutely.
You know, that's stuff, Charles, that a lot of people don't really think about. You have a bit of experience of being involved on that side of it. You know, the officials, they don't just book themselves. I mean, there's a lot that goes in behind the scenes to make sure that these games go off without a hitch.
Absolutely. And the other thing you don't think about is their planning for today. Mm-hmm. You know, some of their availability. So it's tough. It's tough.
And from what we understood, that's the reason the Carthenville-Vandalia game is starting at 10 o'clock this morning, because those officials, they have a prior ball game commitment for this afternoon. So,
yeah.
Got to have officials,
absolutely.
Especially in football. Although some fans say, well, we don't need them. Don't need them. It'll go better without them. But you do, in fact, need them. They're kind of important.
They're the equalizers, exactly.
They're
the equalizers.
You two know a little bit about the Litchfield Gillespie being postponed, because obviously, Tim, you were there calling the game a couple years ago. Charles, you were there on the sidelines when that game was postponed. I was in your shoes. I was in Hillsboro. They played through that game, probably. Maybe shouldn't have, but they ended up playing through it anyway, and Staunton came away with a victory. But you guys know what it's like. But you guys had to go and play on Labor Day instead of on a Saturday.
Yeah, that's right. They came back the following
Monday.
Monday, and played that ball game. But I jokingly said to you, because that year the rain was coming down sideways, so I jokingly said, hey, was the rain coming down sideways last night? Yes, it was.
Yeah, it was. It was, and it wasn't like it was falling for a long period of time, but when it came down, it was coming down hard.
And that's funny, though. Staunton and Hillsboro, the last time Staunton was at Hillsboro, they got postponed by rain. Yeah, that's
right.
2 years in a row now.
Yeah.
Got delayed. I blame you, Tobin.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry?
I blame you.
It wasn't me.
Okay.
The gym was also a...
Of course, that was my first year of doing PA for the football team. So
maybe it was your fault.
It was my fault.
Absolutely. It was your fault, Tobin.
Yeah.
Somehow, ball games did get completed last night around the area. A few finals. Macon Meridian defeated Bunker Hill 23-22. Williamsville, you heard Dave Kane from the Springfield State Journal Register talk about this. Williamsville won by forfeit over Varna 2-0. And from the sounds of it, that will not be the last forfeit that Varna gives the Sangamo Conference this year, and that could bode well for the Sangamo moving in. Could get maybe an extra team in the playoffs, get a free win.
It could. It's like we said off the air. It's pretty unfortunate for Varna, especially coming off a year when they made the postseason for the first time ever, and then you go into this year and you don't have enough kids to know if you're going to play week to week. So, and kind of unfortunate for the Sangamo Conference. You know, you may lose a game every week. So,
well, one of the things too is you don't want a free win,
right?
You really don't, because the one thing as a coach is you want to earn everything that you get. You want to build upon every week, and that's to be prepared for the season, the rest of the season, and the playoffs.
Well, especially in high school too. I mean, you only get to play 9 games. You know, if you play from your freshman year to your senior year, you know, that's 36 games.
Oh yeah.
And so, yeah, you don't want to just have a forfeit. The win's nice.
Oh yeah.
But you want to play.
Well, and I was actually a
go ahead, Charles.
A defensive guy while I was playing ball. And I wanted to hit. Mm-hmm. So
right.
any week that goes by where you don't hit, you kind of go through withdrawals.
Well, it's a good thing you don't play now, Charles, because you're not allowed to hit on defense anymore. They don't let you do that anymore. Can't do that.
We do have a time update.
Yes.
Pena Roxana. Louis Lang just called me. He's in the process of doing one of five games today.
Oh, my.
So Louis always busy in the JFL circuit as well.
Absolutely. That game has been moved up to 6:30. Because that's the only time they could find
it.
Moved up, that
could be happening throughout the day, where maybe we get some late time changes become official. So Roxana Pena at 6:30 tonight.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
Per Louis Lang.
Yes,
Louis will be there tonight.
That's what I've been told from the man himself.
Will that be his fifth game of the night?
It might be. He may be out of gas by the time that fifth game rolls around.
Louis don't run out of gas. He don't run out of gas. He's booked through like 25-62. He don't run out of gas. He's ready to roll.
Well, he gets a couple of pork patties and an Italian sausage in him. He's fueled right back up.
There you go. That's good fuel for you. We'll have a fighting Illini coming up at 10 o'clock here on FM 106. They are hosting Western Kentucky. Then following the Illini at about 3 o'clock this afternoon, we will have the broadcast of Carlinville-Vandalia. That game will also stream online at WSMIRadio.com. Following Carlinville-Vandalia at 7 o'clock tonight, we will have live coverage from Gillespie as the Miners will be taking on the Litchfield Purple Panthers. We'll have live coverage at 7 o'clock tonight here on FM 106, streaming at WSMIRadio.com. And the Staunton-Hillsborough game will be live on the Ox this afternoon. We'll have live coverage beginning at noon on WAOX 105.3 The Ox, streaming online as well at WSMIRadio.com. Cardinals on the radio tomorrow. They will be wrapping up that four-game series in Milwaukee. They have split the first two games, but David, a lot's happened with the Cardinals in the last week. They went from like two games out to four games up basically in 6 days.
Yeah, that's it's really been a heck of a turnaround in a week's time. You know, when you got the first-place team, they end up losing 9 in a row, and the second-place team wins 6 in a row. Obviously, you're going to have some turnover there. It's just been crazy. You know, the offense seemed to spark over the weekend, this past weekend. It's kind of slowed down now. We've got our starting right fielder who's lost his job to John Jay, and Peter Borges back in the starting lineup in center field. Good for the defense. I mean, it's exciting, you know. And really, by putting Tavares on the bench, that, you know, your bench has that much more firepower, which you've really lacked all season. Your bench has been probably the worst in Major League Baseball, and now they're actually respectable.
Well, and here's the thing with Tavares too, what he's quickly finding out. I mean, he got a prolonged chance to play after they traded Alan Craig. It's a production business. Craig found that out. If you don't produce, you're out. And Tavares has found that out now. Like, just because you were good in the minor leagues, or just because, you know, you're the top prospect in baseball according to the scouts or whatever, if you're going to hit 220 and hit nothing but singles, guess what? You're not going to play.
Yeah. No, that's right. That's right. So it'll be interesting to see what happens the rest of the season. Hopefully that six-game winning streak wasn't their peak and they don't fall off and fall back out of first place. But I wouldn't expect them to do so. I honestly didn't, not to sound overly pessimistic, I didn't expect them to win last night simply because you're playing Mike Fears, the hottest Brewers pitcher right now, because he's basically allowed like no runs over his last whatever amount of appearances. Plus, Cardinals never win 6 in a row. Or never win 7 in a row, I should say. It just doesn't happen.
Well, and historically, when David gives up on the Cardinals is when they take off and win the World Series. Historically speaking.
I pretty much, even though they are in first place right now, I have given up on them from the aspect I don't think they'll do anything and make any noise in the postseason. Just the way the year has gone, it just doesn't seem like they have the team to compete in the postseason. And as I was thinking that, you know, the bullpen is actually short of Rosenthal is actually looking like the Rosenthal of last year. Martinez is looking like the Martinez of last year.
Got Yadi back.
Got Waka back. You got Marco Gonzalez, who's found a curveball and now could be a solid weapon out of the bullpen. Lackey, you got his experience. Now, you just need to get Wainwright right.
Right. If they make the playoffs, I guarantee you nobody wants to play him.
That's right.
You know, you don't want to mess with them. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, the team that really has surprised me with the young talent coming up and could be a big threat fairly quickly, and I'm going to have to wash my mouth out with soap by saying this, the Cubs.
Yeah. No, they are.
Wait till next year, right?
They're looking pretty good.
As a Cardinals fan, they scare me a lot because they've got a lot of young players who don't know what losing is.
Well, they'll find out quickly. They're Cubs.
That's possible. They could find out what it is, but I mean, right now they kind of don't know what it's like to fail.
Here's the thing, and the Cubs are definitely playing some great baseball right now, but there's no pressure on them.
Right,
they're out of it. They're in last place, so it's easy to go out as a young guy and play in September when it doesn't really matter. We'll see how these young guys do at the start of next year, in April, when teams are expecting.
I can tell you what's going to happen in April and May next year. The Cubs are gonna start out the month of April in last place. They're gonna just horrible month of April. They're gonna call up third baseman Chris Bryant, and then they're gonna I don't know how hot they will
stay
be after
terrible.
That. Well, no, they'll be good after that. I don't know, depending on how big of a hole they dig themselves in April, but they'll be a fantastic team
once
Chris Bryant. That's not necessarily true. I mean, they're pitching. That's what's been surprising is the you would think by name, they have no pitching, but their pitchers they have been surprisingly outstanding. I mean, Arrieta is turning into the guy he should have been in Baltimore. Kyle Hendricks, this no-name rookie, has an ERA under 1.5. The Japanese guy Wada came up, throwing the cover off the ball, and Virginia, Illinois native Eric Jokic. Just got called up and made his debut. So they've got some fantastic young arms as far as depth. They still lack the ace, but they've got some good young arms.
That's the town whose gym's roof blew off, Virginia.
Virginia,
Illinois, if I'm not mistaken. Well, now that rung a bell.
When Mr. Jokic gets his first big contract, he can maybe fix the roof.
But look at the.
I'm sure that's the first thing he wants to spend his contract money on.
So look at the series, though. I mean, KC, Kansas City could get into it. First time since '85. Seattle could be in the playoffs. I mean, there's a lot of parity here. I mean, Oakland is still technically alive.
What's really interesting is the World Series possibilities, which it's conceivable you could have a Baltimore-Washington, D.C. World Series. You could have a St. Louis-Kansas City World Series.
Mm-hmm.
You could have an Oakland-San Francisco World Series. You could have an Angels-Dodgers World Series out in L.A. I mean, you could have a World Series where, the teams are traveling, barely anything to get from
the
home
thing
to
that,
visiting ballpark.
The thing that scares me is if the playoffs started right now, the Cardinals will play L.A.
Yeah.
in the first round of the playoffs, and that scares me.
I don't know if I want that team. I thought the same thing
last year, though. I personally think you're better off playing the Dodgers in a short series. People will disagree with that, but in a short series, you only got to beat Kershaw once. Opposed to in a long series, you're going to have to beat him twice. You're going to have to beat Greinke twice. In a five-game series, you only got to beat him once.
Yeah, but it doesn't look like they have a problem beating Kershaw. It's the other pitchers you got to beat. You got to beat Ryu, and you got to be able to beat Greinke too.
Right.
Well, and Holiday's got a battle of the lights at Dodger Stadium.
Oh, boy. We don't need to talk about that.
Okay.
We don't need to talk about that.
I don't think anybody wants to see an all-LA series because I don't think anybody wants to see. Nobody wants to have to wait till 9 o'clock at night. Central time to watch the ball games.
I think those types of World Series are bad no matter what. Like when it was the Subway Series, New York. Outside of New York, nobody cares. You get the L.A. Series, sure, the L.A. market will care, but nobody else will care. St. Louis, Kansas City, nobody outside Missouri is going to care. Yeah. Baltimore, Washington, same deal. So baseball, they just can't care. If it's not the Yankees or the Red Sox, baseball, it's no good.
That's right.
It's no good at all. What a year, though. Seattle's good. Red Sox
I forgot
stink.
About Seattle. Yeah,
Yankees are like 10 games out. They should just cancel the season. Don't even have October.
May as well.
There's no New York Yankees, no Boston Red Sox. What's the point?
Derek Jeter didn't get his dream final season.
Pittsburgh's still in it.
Mm-hmm. That's just what baseball wants, a Pittsburgh-Kansas City World Series. That'll drive the ratings, baby. That'll get people inspired.
It'd be good for beer and barbecue.
would be good for them.
And the Marlins are relevant too. They're still
and the Marlins.
They're
are
still
good
in
too.
The postseason race. So just think if. If they crash the postseason.
This bizarre world?
Yeah. See, we'd have a Cuban sandwich and beer.
That's another thing. You could have technically had a Marlins-Rays World Series maybe a month ago. That would have been.
That would be the most unwatchable thing ever. Is there curling on television that I can watch?
Nobody,
where's the curling?
Nobody would have been at the games.
No.
Then, like the first World Series that nobody's there.
There was going to be a lot of people at ball games this afternoon, I would imagine, after they sat through the rains last night and didn't get to watch a ball game. A lot of folks going out today, I would imagine, on their Saturday to check out some high school football. Carthenville Vandalia, they are kicking off here at the top of the hour. We'll have that broadcast for you at 3 o'clock this afternoon here on FM 106. Litchfield at Gillespie tonight, live 7 o'clock right here on FM 106. Staunton Hillsboro live this afternoon at noon on WAOX 105.3 The Ox. All the action will stream online at WSMIRadio.com. We got the Fighting Illini at the top of the hour here on FM 106, hosting Western Kentucky. Charles, thank you so much for coming in. We look forward to seeing you throughout the year, buddy.
Ah, it was great to be here. Thank you so much.
All right, Charles and David will have the call of Litchfield Gillespie tonight for you here on FM 106. For Tobin, David, Charles, I'm Tim. Sports Saturday is done on your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois. This is WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carthenville, and Greenville, the station you can count on. The Fighting Illini coming up.